Welcome to Straight Talk with Kathy, your go-to source for health and wellness discussions from one of our country's leading motivational speakers, Kathy Robinson Pickett. And now, without further delay, here's Straight Talk with Kathy.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this week's Straight Talk with Kathy. I'm your host, Kathy Robinson Pickett, and I'm a woman with something to say. And today I'm going to say I'm really excited to have my friend Lee Steele visiting me. Lee is a pastor and from Lakeland, Florida, and it's really great to have him on the show.
Hey, Kathy.
Hey, honey. Lee and I are really good friends, and we've known each other for a long time. And today I've invited him to come and talk about church outside of church, I guess we'll say. And really, I'm going to talk about the idea of what should be going on outside the doors of Christianity to really be a good Christian. And thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
So one of the things I want to first start talking about is a conversation you and I have personally together a lot. And that is about the idea of volunteerism and service work and how we get people motivated to do that. So tell us a little bit about your philosophy in your church and what you really preach to your congregation on a regular basis.
We've made a point at Grace Restoration to say it's not about how many are there on Sunday nights. It's not about what goes on inside the church while we have service. It's about what takes place outside the four walls. It doesn't matter to me if we have 400. It doesn't matter to me if we have four in the building. If we're not making an impact outside the building, we're not accomplishing what we were set out to do. Traditionally, the church that I grew up in, to make an impact outside the building, you had to carry around your Bible. You had to pass out gospel tracts. You had to invite people to Sunday school. You had, you know, and you've been there too.
Yeah.
Probably everybody that's listening has been somewhere where they instituted that's the difference that you make. When the fact of the matter is, the real difference comes in what are you doing to directly impact the life of another person to make tomorrow better than today.
Absolutely. You know, you and I both come from a religious background growing up. Now, as a Methodist, we didn't necessarily pass out the tracts, but our job certainly was to invite our friends in school, to get folks to come in. Now, luckily for me, I grew up in a home where my dad was the Methodist minister, and he instilled in us early on about service work. And the kids in the church, we would go to the nursing homes. I remember I was thinking last night about this podcast and what we did, and it was so little, but I think now about how big a difference it had to make for those older people. My dad would buy these huge chinette plates, and we would go to the farmer's market and get fresh fruit, and we would make fruit baskets in these chinette plates, the big, thick paper kind, and wrap them up, and we would deliver them to the shut-ins in our community, not just the people that went to our church, and we would take them to the nursing home. And we would do this, I don't know, probably five or six times a year. And that was a little thing, but I know now how big a difference that probably made in those people's lives. Just seeing somebody, right?
Just having somebody with a smile, having somebody to greet you. One of the biggest impacts, I pastored for a while in Salem, Indiana, and I challenged our church one night to get into the community without a Bible, without a gospel tract, and without inviting anybody to church. And they looked at me really funny, but what's the purpose in going? I said, because it's not about you. It's not about the building. It's not about the church. It's not about me. It's about you helping somebody else be better tomorrow than they were today. And I said, if you don't do anything but go down to the bakery on the corner, buy a box of brownies or cookies, take that to that person's house, and just spend 15 or 20 minutes. How about cleaning out a gutter? How about raking a yard? How about walking a dog? Simple little bitty things that anybody and everybody everywhere can do to make a difference. And when we get to the point or in place in our lives where I realize Kathy is just as important as Lee is, and Lee is just as important as his partner, and our neighbors are just as important as we are. And the Word says, and I teach this a lot and I preach this, that if we love God and we love ourselves, then inevitably we're going to love our neighbor the same way that we love us. And if we would do that and put that in motion and put that in practice, it does you, now you're not a pastor, it does me no good to tell you how much Jesus loves you, Kathy, if I can't show you that myself.
Well, absolutely. I totally agree. You know, people oftentimes look at Friends Together as a mission organization mm-hmm. because of the work we do and feel that we must have this religious affiliation, and we don't. Mm-hmm. We don't. And certainly we have people that are Hindu and Sikh and Southern Baptist and Catholic. What we all have in common is the knowledge in our heart that it's not about a building. It's the work that we can do in the community, and in our case, the work we do in the AIDS world. So I know the reason I asked you, because I know that you and I think so much alike, and with the tragedies that have been happening, natural disasters lately, I mean, the things in Alabama, the tornadoes, I mean, that just tore up the South. You know, why that was in the news for a week or two, people were all about going there and seeing what they could do. But of course, Osama happened and our direction took a different course in the news. And I think people forget about that. And I think it's the same thing in their own local community. When they see something that's happened, maybe a house has caught on fire, all of a sudden, well, I could clean out my closet. You know, I could do this. Mm-hmm. But what are your suggestions for folks that are listening to this, whether they belong to a church or not, a civic organization? Maybe they're just parents with children in their home. What are some suggestions that you have that can get them out in their own neighborhoods and their own communities making a difference?
If you owned a restaurant, if you opened a new restaurant in Lakeland, Florida, now everybody that knows Lakeland knows we need a new restaurant and we need another gas station and another bank. But if you were to open that restaurant and just expect people to come and show up, how long would it be before your building was full regularly, every day, every night, every seat sold out, every server you've got's busy the entire time they're there? To just expect them to show up, it's not going to happen. But if you go out and you pass out samples of your food and you demonstrate the quality of what you have, you're going to fill up your first night open when people see what you've got and they see that you mean business. When I leave the pulpit and when I leave the four walls of the building and when I go into the community and I meet people where they are, as they are, how they are, forgetting my own personal beliefs. It doesn't matter if you believe the way I believe. It doesn't matter if you think the way I think. We're teaching people and we're showing people how to demonstrate a reflection of love. And the word love has got so many contexts and it goes so deep and it's got so many ideologies, and every religious preference and every even Protestant tradition has got so many different interpretations of what love is. I said all that to say this: what can your kids do? What can you do to demonstrate to your children, and I don't mean this to sound harsh, that it's not about them. It's not about you. It's not about anybody except your neighbor. And if you'll do everybody, if everybody would do one good deed for one person every day, in 30 days, the world would be a different place to live.
Absolutely.
That comes out of respect. How do we respect each other? I can remember when we were growing up as kids, we weren't wealthy, but we didn't hurt. And we had some neighbor kids down the road that were very, very, very poor. And there was a Christmas party that some of their family was going to with us, and they met us at our house. And I was little. And remember one of the girls, the neighbor girls, coming in and seeing our Christmas tree and all the presents under the tree. And at that young age, I was embarrassed that we had all these packages, and I knew they probably didn't have anything whatsoever. So I began thinking and realizing things early that it's not about me or what I want. It's what can I do to help you? What can I do to help somebody that I don't even know? It's good to buy your kids things. Every parent wants to spoil their child. But one of the greatest things that you can give your children is the feeling of respect for humanity and love for other people and genuine care and concern for other people. There's not a textbook manual on what you can do to get your kids to volunteer or even to understand what that is. So when you figure that out, let me know and I'll buy the book first.
But don't you think it's modeling?
It really is. It's better to show it than tell it. It's easier for me to demonstrate than it is to preach to you, quite frankly.
I mean, don't you think we both grew up in homes where service was important? So
absolutely,
service continues to be important to us. And I think that's definitely true. And I think Lee had a really good point that it doesn't have to be something huge.
Mm-mm.
It's a good deed. For us in the community that deals with sick folks, it could be a kid volunteering to walk their neighbor's dogs. Mm-hmm. I mean, something that simple that can really make that big difference in someone's life.
Just personal interaction with people. You take the elderly people that maybe live on your street or in your community or around your house, just walking up once a day and saying hi, or once a week and saying hi, or leaving a little note or a card on a door. Anything to let that person know that they're thought of. Speaking of the storms and the different tragedies in the South, the flooding in Memphis and the tornadoes in Tuscaloosa, I wish that I had a bank account big enough to write the Red Cross the biggest check in the world, you know, and do that. I can't do that. I can't do a lot of things concerning that. But what can I do? Is there something I have that somebody needs that I can insure to get to them? Is there somebody that's flooded in Memphis that's a friend of mine, and I'm sure there are because I have many friends in that area, who just need something, an encouraging word, a place to stay, somebody to help clean the mud out of the carpet. You know, there's a thousand different things to what volunteerism can be and what you can do to make a difference in somebody else's life. And I guarantee you it always starts with one thing, and that's a smile. And just the willingness to reach out, step outside of your comfort zone, and make a difference in somebody's life.
It's so true. When we were first diagnosed, there was a minister in a church that actually prayed that I died. He knew nothing at all about me, really, but knew that I talked about that dreaded disease and sex, and that, you know, the best thing he could ask his congregation to do was not pray for my health, but hope that I die quick, is exactly what he said in his pulpit. I was so devastated by that. I was absolutely devastated, and I was doing some volunteer work with an ashram in Sebastian, Florida, and Majaya Sati Bhagavati is the teacher there, and she has a saying, and it's that there's no throwaway people, and that was so important to me at that time. But I can remember sitting at a darshan meeting, and I was just in tears. My heart was broken from this minister's reaction about the work that I had done, and she came over, and she thumped me, literally thumped me on the head, and she punched me in the heart, and she said, God is not in a building, ever, ever, ever. God is in here, and it's what you do that God checks off in heaven. And that was so important to me to know that it's not inside of that building, and the work that I had to do was inside of me, was what the opportunity that God had laid before me, really, to make a difference in the world. And that God is whoever you call him. Obviously, I'm saying that in terms, I know that folks listening to this podcast, God is different to everyone. But ultimately, God is love.
God is love. And now from a Christian perspective, which is the tradition that you and I come out of, that's my personal faith, and it doesn't matter to me what anybody else believes, I choose to do the right thing and respect everybody. But from a Christian perspective, 2,000 years ago in the city of Antioch, people were first called Christians for a reason. And it wasn't because they went to church on Sundays. It wasn't because they went to temple. It wasn't because they didn't do certain things or they did do certain things. But Scripture says that the townspeople in Antioch reminded the outsiders of Christ, their actions, their works, their deeds. Therefore, those who acted like Christ were called Christians. Now, we know religion has polluted that. Religion's polluted everything as far as holiness is concerned and all that, so that's not the issue. When we reflect him in his works for our neighbor, whom Jesus said we would love as ourselves, that's where the line's drawn. That's where the rubber meets the road. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. And I am so sad to be getting close to time right now, because there's so much on this subject. And all summer, we're going to be talking about what folks can do to make a difference in their community. And I know I'm going to have Lee back, because he just has a wealth of information to share as well. But what I want to say to you as you're listening to this podcast today, if you don't know what to do, if you can't think of something to do in your community, you can open the phone book and just look down the list of places that need help, because they're just listed one after another. But you can reach out to us. We will reach out to you and help you find some place in your area to make a difference. And because that's how we're really going to change the world. Lee nailed that on the head when he said that. So if you want to reach us on Twitter, it's Straight Talk Pod. If you want to reach us by email, it's straighttalkwithkathy@gmail.com. On Facebook, it's our Facebook fan page, it's Straight Talk with Kathy. So there's no reason not to reach out to us, and we will put you to work this summer. We will find things for you, for your children, for your neighbors to do, to make a difference in your own community. And just thank you so much for being here today, Lee. I really appreciate it. So until next week, be the boss of your brain.